Hi, Peggy. It's JJ Hayes from KFDI. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Really great, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to chat.
Sure.
This is such an exciting story about our friend Buckley, who
is
now just a big movie star and will be even more of a big movie star as of Friday. But first of all, let me properly introduce you. You're Peggy Perez, shelter manager at the Emporia Animal Shelter, yes?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been here since 2007.
Okay.
I volunteered for a couple of years before that.
Oh,
so.
That's how it happens. That's how we ended up getting one of our latest rescues. My wife and I, she volunteered at the Humane Society here in Wichita and was walking our dog, Gimli, and, well, the rest is history. So.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get sucked into that.
It certainly happens. We're big believers of rescuing dogs, so I appreciate what you and your staff do for all the animals up there in the Emporia area. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, so let's get to Buckley. How did Buckley end up at the Emporia Animal Shelter?
Buckley was brought in stray by animal control. So we have to hold them for a 3-day hold period that the shelter's open.
Right.
After that, we're able to put them up for adoption or whatever we need to do, transfers. But he was not claimed, so it wasn't really surprising. Kind of, he was underweight when he came in and had a bit of a skin condition going on.
Okay.
So those were a couple of things that we needed to address.
Right.
But, nothing serious. But, he was just came in stray and wasn't claimed.
This is such a rags-to-riches story. I'm gonna throw the word destiny out there because I've read some of the backstory about how the wife of the director of The Call of the Wild saw the video that that basically put him on their radar. What was that video all about? How did that come about?
It was placed on Petfinder.
Okay.
He was placed on Petfinder, which is a nationwide site. Most shelters use it. She saw him on there, and then some emails started coming in back and forth. Asking more questions and stuff. Since they were so far away, they wanted to collect as much information as they could.
Right.
It was all through Petfinder.
And here's the crazy thing. And again, I'm going to keep on using the word destiny because there's so many things that came into play here that just lined up perfectly. Okay, the dog's name is Buckley. The dog in the book, Jack London's book, The Call of the Wild, is Buck. And the director, the director was looking for a specific dog to play the live roles of Buck in the movie, because it's a combination of live and CGI, and they were looking for a breed that was sort of a St. Bernard border collie or collie mix, yes?
Yes.
And lo and behold, here's our friend Buckley, one day living on the street, next day in the shelter. He's kind of that dog they're looking for.
Yeah, he was. And honestly, when we started exchanging the emails, they just seemed like a really nice family that was looking for a pet. They did have a senior rescue dog at home already. So, it just was meant to be for him, I guess.
I'm going to say so for sure it was meant to be because now this coming Friday, he's going to be on the big screen. I cannot wait to see this movie. It was one of my favorite books as a kid growing up. Read it several times, and I'm so excited for this. The reviews are really good for it. The Call of the Wild comes out Friday. Are you guys going to have a watch party?
The staff members are trying to get together. We're all going to try to get together and go to our local theater to see it. So,
that would be so much fun.
I think it will be a lot of fun. And then I'm sure that later, we'll also do something else to recognize it. We are going to run a promotion where anyone that sees the movie can bring in their movie ticket and receive $10 off of an adoption for an animal at our shelter.
That is so smart. I was going to sort of ask along those lines as far as fundraisers and things like that. Do you think, I don't know whether you still keep in touch with the family that adopted Buckley originally, but do you think they would, hook you up with some sort of movie memorabilia autographed by, like, let's say Harrison Ford to put toward the shelter as a fundraiser?
I wish. I hope that happens. We do still talk to them. Jessica, Buckley's mother,
yep,
has been really good about keeping in touch with us, and he has his own Instagram page, so everyone here, we're all following him.
Oh, good.
But yes, that would be extremely exciting. Harrison Ford's a big star.
He's
himself alongside Buckley. So
yep. Harrison Ford's a big star. He loves stopping by here in Wichita and visiting a lot of his favorite restaurants from time to time. So you know what? Well, let's combine our efforts. You ask, and then I'll ask on social media. Maybe they'll be able to get you something for a future fundraiser.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. Peggy, one final question, because, you know, you see a ton of animals, of course, week to week, but and all shelter animals are special in my heart. But could you, when you saw Buckley, when he stopped by and got picked up off the street, could you tell there was a little something special about Buckley?
Well, I'm a lover of the large dogs.
Okay.
So to me, he immediately caught my eye. He was a little shy when he came in, you know, which is understandable. It's very confusing for dogs when they come in here. So, but he warmed up so quickly and just loved everybody that he met. So, you know, we were really excited when Jessica said she was making the trip to Kansas. And we had our fingers crossed,
right,
you know, because they did have another dog and she brought him to meet him. And, you know, we were just hoping and praying that it was all going to work out and that they were going to like each other. And thankfully for Buckley, it did. He was on his very best behavior. So
destiny. That's
yep.
the word. Destiny
yep.
for sure. All right. Well, listen, Peggy, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much to you and your staff. The Emporia Animal Shelter, you guys are on Facebook. You got a website. What's the website?
It's just Emporia Animal Shelter.
Okay.
And we have an Instagram page. Ourselves,
okay.
And we follow a lot of our adopted animals, and they post things. So,
okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Peggy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and
sure.
And sharing Buckley's story. Have an amazing day.